This past week witnessed the death of the French philosopher Jacques Derrida. He died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 74. Commentator Charlotte Stout has this remembrance.
Jacques Derrida was postmodern philosophy's equivalent of the Riddler, an academic whose prose made the thickest computer manuals read like the back of cereal boxes, whose pun-prone critiques gave whole libraries of graduate students the fiercest headaches of their lives. Lots of people have never heard of Jacques Derrida. Many of those who have consider him one of the worst things that ever happened to the liberal arts, a key figure of the leftist elite who shrugged off traditional standards of classical scholarship in favor of cynical exercises in literary relativism. Deconstruction is one of those 500-franc words that has increasingly lost its exchange value in recent years. But in Derrida's work, the term refers to a method of examining texts to see how they make and unmake meaning. The very structure of language, he argued, often undoes the exact argument it seems to be constructing. Is your head starting to hurt yet? Little wonder his detractors protested that deconstruction was a kind of kamikaze criticism, destroying the enduring value of literature for the sake of showing off. But if lesser minds diluted his philosophy, Derrida never gave up on his belief that reading was an exemplary act of curiosity, even citizenship. Actually, Derrida had faith in a number of things: philosophical rigor, the necessity of play, beautiful women, even soap operas. He also lived and questioned in some of the most politically charged zones of the 20th century. Born in 1930, he grew up in French-occupied Algeria. When Vichy came to power, various anti-Semitic laws were passed, including restriction on the number of Jews allowed in Algerian schools. Derrida, the top student in his class, was expelled. As a teacher put it, "French culture is not made for little Jews." A supreme irony, of course, since Derrida would go on to dominate the French intellectual scene for decades with his concept of deconstruction. 2 years ago, the LA Weekly asked Derrida if territory and ownership still serve as engines of human conflict. He observed that there were two things that can't exist in virtual reality. Quote, "They are Jerusalem. Nobody wants a virtual Jerusalem. They want to own the actual soil. And the other thing is oil. The capitalistic nation states live on oil, and although that could be changed, the whole society would collapse if it did." Has anyone else summed up the dynamics of contemporary global conflict with such unnerving insight? Jacques Derrida is dead. Long live deconstruction.
Charlotte Stout was once a graduate student in literature. She is now a writer in New York.